Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is the Bible? Who wrote the Bible?
The church will continue to be even more irrelevant when it quotes letters from 2,000 years ago.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is where our trouble began.
This sounds to me like the voice of someone who really has an appalling ignorance of what the Bible says about itself and what Jesus said about it.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel. It's the Wretched Radio Mail Call Delivery Bag Q&A Infotainment Nationwide Extravaganza, featuring your voicemails, correspondences, communiques, dispatches, memorandums, and missives.
Any special message for all the kids watching at home?
What we need right now is a clear message to the people of this country.
You have 1,200 messages.
That is a bit above average.
Now here's your host, Todd Freakishly Tall Friel.
The mail is here!
Woo! This is Wretched Radio, please! Don't make us beg. We're not above that, but please don't make us beg. Friel, you actually are begging. Would you please send wretched stuff, sermon stories, articles, whatever is wretched, to idea@wretched.org. You can also include questions, comments, conundrums, snarks. You want to text, we got you covered, 877-282-2337.
All right, we're going to start with a correction. This is from Connor.
Now, what did you say, Jimmy?
What?
What did you say now?
I didn't say anything.
Well, it's a correction. It isn't about the talk show host.
This is from Connor. Todd, as you were picking nits earlier this week, you referenced communion as a sacrament.
I admitted I blew that already.
I know. I just like to dig it a little deeper.
I see. You are the gift that just keeps on giving.
That's me.
Uh-huh. I admitted it. It shouldn't be called a sacrament because that has a lot of baggage that's associated with it, that it does something to holy you, that it does something to improve you. It doesn't. There is no power in elements. There's power in Jesus. Why do we feel encouraged? Why do we feel strengthened after taking the Lord's table? The answer is because we're thinking about the Lord. That's where the power is, thinking about Him. Not through bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, not through relics, not through ordinances. The power is when we ponder Jesus. And that's why the means of growth all make their way through your brain. They don't end at your brain, but if they don't include your brain, then you are just being manipulated. That's it. And that is what I think happens at most of these mega church worship services and these mega concerts that happen. You're just getting emoted into a feeling. But if it has bypassed the intellect, which it definitely does, then it's not genuine strength. It's just emotionalism. Feed your brain. Don't let it stay there. Move it. Push it down. Meditate on it. Think about it. Consider it. And use whatever means necessary to remind yourself of those truths. And you'll grow. And you'll be strengthened. And your assurance will be increased. And then you can send a corrective to idea@wretched.org.
And speaking of picking nits, this is from 15-year-old Ethan. Todd, what is the difference between being nitpicky and being a Berean? Can you notice things like out-of-context passages or misuse of scripture for a point that may or may not be biblical, or is that just nitpicking?
Well, see, I wouldn't want to divide the two. You notice something that's taken out of context, you're being a Berean. You notice something is not applied right, you're being a Berean, no matter how large or how small. Now, what do you do with those puny things? I misspeak. I call it a sacrament and not an ordinance. Now, you're not being nitpicky. You're recognizing you blew it, Friel. That's good. Don't turn that off. Now the question is, what do you do with it? If it's a larger gaffe, let's say that Jimmy read that email like he did with such delight and glee, and I double down. No. There's power in the elements. There's forgiveness in the elements. Now, suddenly, your response to me should be really strong. Otherwise, some things, depending on what it is, they're just not worth picking. It doesn't mean you're being nitpicky. It just means that you're classifying when something is off. Is it way off? What is the issue? How far afield are you? And then you make a decision as to how you will respond. So keep being a Berean. If you discover something small and then you go about the business of trying to like get involved in it, well, then, yeah, I guess you're being nitpicky in that regard. But never stop being a Berean. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Anonymous. Todd, as Christians, we're trying to be more like Christ day by day. Of course, with the presupposition that Christ is both fully God and fully man. And with the understanding that the Bible says within it that God desires that no man perish. Shouldn't then we desire for no man to perish?
Yes.
Shouldn't we be consistently praying for people?
Yes. Yeah. Amen to that, brother. Yeah. Absolutely. That, in fact, that really should be always on our minds. And I'm not thinking of Willie Nelson at the moment. Although I did watch, I saw this on the PBS. It's that time of year. Have you noticed? At least PBS in Georgia, they're playing all of these different concerts from a long time ago. This was the Highwaymen. Do you remember that? That was a trend. Was it the 80s, maybe? They were at Nassau Coliseum. And it was Willie Nelson, and he's a pothead, but he's a much better singer than I think people give him credit for. And his ability to just dance around the notes was quite staggering. And it hurts, but his version of Always on My Mind, way better than Elvis's. And then it was Waylon Jennings. He was a good singer too. Johnny Cash, who's Johnny Cash. And then Kris Kristofferson, who will remain the eighth mystery of the world because he should have been a songwriter, not a singer of songs. Nevertheless, was watching it, was kind of captivated by Willie Nelson because he was actually really, really good. Evangelism should always be on our minds. Ray Comfort. Do you know that he turned 75 yesterday? Happy birthday to you. Ray Comfort is that. Ray Comfort. Jimmy, would you... The end of that email was, shouldn't that always be on our mind too? That's Ray Comfort.
Yep.
That just describes Ray Comfort. And I should ask Ray. I want to do it face-to-face, but I should ask Ray. I suspect, is it true, Ray, that you do this because he who wins souls is wise? In Daniel chapter 9, that those who share good news, they have greater rewards in heaven. They'll have a brighter light in heaven. He is so singular in his purpose. I would not be shocked if he does not constantly remember those verses for the times when he doesn't feel like getting out of the house. He's 75 and he's still getting on a bicycle with a dog to go find people to witness to. And then he takes the time to edit it up. I could be wrong about this, but Ray does all of the editing to boot. So that it can go on YouTube. Why? So he can be famous? No, your thumb can't become famous. That's all you see. It's not like he's in the spotlight of the thing. You hear his voice. That is it. He wants other people to hear the law and the gospel. And Christmas should be the season that recalibrates us. What is the point of Christmas, Christian? Is it presents and eggnog? Definitely not eggnog. Fruitcake? Absolutely not. Christmas trees and everybody coming over. No, it's not about those things. It's about Jesus Christ coming to die for sinners. If that was his mission, then it is his mission. Then it should be ours too. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Emily. Todd, are you aware of any resources regarding a biblical perspective to holistic medicine? Where's the line drawn between being a good steward of your body and dabbling in New Age practices?
Well, holistic medicine and New Age practices, I think there's a distinction. No, I do not know of a book. If you do, send it to idea@wretched.org or text it to 877-282-2337. But I am not aware of one. What should guide you? Anytime bibbidi-bobbidi-boo is added, run. Anytime that they want you to, now I need you to calm your mind and breathe and empty your thinking. Just say, sorry, I don't do that. But can you take advantage of things that are natural? Cures to whatever is ailing you? Absolutely. I am grateful for medicine. In fact, Mrs. Friel and I have been talking about this somewhat regularly lately. The problems with modern medicine are great. And I think mostly it's because it's driven by financial incentives. And I don't think helping humanity should be motivated by the mighty dollar. I think it should be motivated by my desire to help humanity. And if you make money along the way, cool, rock on, no problem. But so much of it is just about bottom line and return and shareholders, stock prices. And it corrupts it. Having said that, there's so much good in it. Yeah, you hear a bad story in this pharmaceutical company, but wow, just think of all of the, right now, the tens and tens of people listening who are maybe taking something for that head cold. They're taking something for that headache. They're taking something for their itchy skin. I mean, there's just, wow. So I'm grateful for that, but I also appreciate holistic because it is my belief, you can take this or leave it, everything that we need to be cured for, everything is found somewhere in nature. It might be between a frog's toes. I don't know, but I think it's all there. So utilize it. Make sure you're doing it safely because some of it isn't FDA approved. Not that that's waterproof, but nevertheless, make sure that it's safe. But make sure whether it is traditional or natural, that you're remembering none of those things are the actual healer. They are just the vehicles. God is the healer. This is Wretched Radio.
You notice how the world feels a lot different lately? At Fortis Institute, we see it too, and we're responding with even more resources to help you stand strong. Every single day, you get fresh video content that addresses today's critical issues. You get podcasts on marriage, parenting, and theology, biblical insight from trusted voices like Pastor Brad Bigney and Dr. John Kratz, plus Gary Barbell's weekly cartoons that are funnier than any dad joke you can ever hear from me. Todd made me say that. Best of all, everything is absolutely free through our Fortis Plus app. From Transform with Dr. Greg Gifford to Way of Manhood with Dr. Adam Tyson, we are equipping believers like you to thrive in this brave new world. So join thousands of Christians who are already growing stronger in their faith every single day. Just visit FortisInstitute.org or download Fortis Plus right now. Always free and always faithful to God's Word. Fortis Institute at FortisInstitute.org.
Preborn Ministries, pro-life ministry, rescuing babies, the war, let me tell you, it's raging out there. And Preborn is right on the front lines providing what is so powerful, ultrasounds. When a woman sees her baby 80% of the time, it's a no-brainer. That's my child. That's a baby in there, not a blob of tissue. Worldview is getting pumped into everybody through Hollywood, social media, the internet, universities, businesses, and government. If you'd be kind enough to consider supporting Preborn Ministries, that would be groovy. Lives are saved. Women, men, hear the gospel. Please consider supporting this network of clinics that is doing such great work. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, let's take a minute and talk about your Christmas shopping list. You know, the one with all of those people who either have everything or return everything. Well, from now through Christmas, Fortis Institute is running a sale up to 75% off of everything in the Fortis store. Here's what makes this better than another ugly Christmas sweater. Spend $75, we're going to throw in Thou Shalt Judge featuring Justin Peters and Todd Friel completely free. It's giving the gift of biblical wisdom. And we'll even cover shipping on orders over $75 because between untangling Christmas lights and dodging inbound bites to your office Christmas party, you've already got enough stress this time of year. Listen, you could waste your Christmas budget on another gadget that'll be obsolete by Valentine's Day, or you could give something that's been relevant for about 2,000 years. Just visit FortisInstitute.org. That's FortisInstitute.org. And while everybody else is out panic buying scented candles and gift cards, you could actually be giving something that won't end up at next year's White Elephant Exchange. FortisInstitute.org.
Titles of Christ. In the Bible, Jesus is given many titles that teach us about who he is and what he has done. Jesus is called the bridegroom,
Christians are waiting for Christ's return, which the book of Revelation describes as the wedding of the Lamb. Christ will come to usher his bride, his church, into eternity with him. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Asha washa washa ganda. This is Wretched Radio. I think that's a greeting, isn't it?
That's it.
Yeah. Or is that vitamin you tried to get me to take?
Well, you said you took it.
I did for a bit.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, what am I doing? Why am I taking advice from Jimmy? And I'm Asha washa washa ganda because it supposedly helps my memory. Because look, I can tell you it doesn't help my memory because even when I was taking that vitamin you prescribed for me, I couldn't remember the name of the vitamin. There's all the proof that I need, buddy boy.
Well, I stopped taking it.
Is that the explanation?
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Okay.
No.
I'm a fan of vitamins.
I am too.
I'm a big fan of vitamins. You got to be careful with them, where they came from, how they were manufactured, if there's any testing on it, etc. But I think that they can have an awful lot of healing properties and a lot of things that can stave off problems. Iron. Iron tablets. They can be super helpful. By the way, take them with orange juice. That supposedly it helps the absorption rate. That's not approved by the FDA. But if you've ever had low iron and you started taking vitamin pills, especially with orange juice, and suddenly your iron is up, well, so be careful and praise God, whether it is traditional or whether it is natural. The healer is God. He just uses those things, but he's still the one who gets all of the credit, not lavender oil. God gets the credit for healing. Jimmy, you taking any new vitamins to replace the one you forgot to take
to help
your memory?
Actually, I am. The reason I stopped taking the Asha Washa Washa was I started taking lion's mane. It's called lion's mane.
Okay.
It's not real lion's mane. They don't go cut off.
How do you know? Why do they call it that?
I don't know why they call it that, but it actually works. And my doctor recommended it, and I'm glad she did.
You really think it works?
I'm pretty sure it does because I can notice when I don't take it.
See, that's what people say when they take that stuff. Tom Hammond, he's into that fruit and veggie chewy thing.
Oh, okay.
It's loaded with fruit. He's like, if I don't take it, my brain gets a little bit fuzzy.
Yeah.
Okay. If that's working for you, I say, bottoms up, take it. Make sure it's not bad for you as best you can. But recognize it's not the Asha Washa Gunda or the lion's mane. There's another vitamin. I think it's called the goop between frog's toes.
Not tried that one.
Yeah. Oh, you should. That one. Ooh, that really helps your kidneys, I think. Something like that. But remember, the healer is God. They are just the agents he uses. Please send your medical advice to idea@wretched.org or text away at 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Seth. Since we were talking about sacraments earlier, he said, Todd, is it just me or have you noticed that more and more people seem to be converting to Catholicism?
Yeah. And I don't know where this article is, but it's in a big pile that I've got. The commentary on it was that a lot of people are leaving, a lot of men are leaving evangelicalism. A lot are joining, of course, younger than I think most of us imagine. Nevertheless, a lot of men are leaving evangelicalism. And I believe one of the reasons is they are done with the silly. They're done with the trite. They're done with the nonsense and they see Roman Catholicism and they go, that looks serious. That looks ancient. That's the other motivator. It's ancient, supposedly. It's connected all the way back to St. Peter. Well, sorry, Christianity, genuine biblical Christianity, we don't go back to St. Peter. We go back to Jesus Christ. That's our connection. That's our history as being a member of the invisible church of all time. People see that Roman Catholicism, it looks somber and it has that religious feel to it. And they're looking for something more transcendent. Now, I don't think it's ultimately going to scratch that itch because there's no power in it. But I think that we would all do well to consider, what are we presenting to our people in church? What is the impression of Jesus? Let's just back off for a second. Let's do a brain swipe and pretend that we don't know really anything about evangelicalism. Now, you've just arrived from a foreign planet, you're kazoo, and you don't know anything about evangelicalism, and you go to the local church that's probably mega church like, that's very seeker sensitive. What's the impression? What do you see there? What do you glean from it? Versus you're an alien. This is not an endorsement, obviously, of the Roman Catholic Church. But what would your descriptors be of that service? You'd go, well, one seems kind of like, I guess, fun, light, casual. The other one's formal and serious and dignified, and people are digging it. And I've noticed this trend for a long time. In fact, I think this trend easily goes back. It must predate 2015, because I was just looking through Judge Not, a book I wrote in 2015. And there's a chapter in there. No, Reset for Parents. There was a book I wrote, and it was about encouraging your kids that you are connected historically, but not through a system, not through a visible body, but by being a believer in Jesus Christ. That's your heritage. It is an ancient faith. And it's not limited to a denomination or the Roman Catholic Church. So I was trying to encourage parents, make sure your kids know that. Now, that goes back to, 2017. So this trend has been going on for a bit. Not only do they go to the Roman Catholic Church, they go to Eastern Orthodoxy. They just want something not stupid. Ask yourself the question, does your worship service speak a dignified, lofty word about God? Or does it just appear so imminent? Just that Jesus is groovy daddy-o and everything. We just love him. He loves us, and bang, bang, and boom, boom, and hands up and jumping around. What does that say? Versus, I'm not saying that you need to start swinging an incense can, but I am saying our worship service should reflect not just the imminence of God, but also the transcendence of God. Both of those need to be considered when we are doing church. That's what should drive it. I get it. The distractions are many. I understand that you've got practical considerations when it comes to doing church. Okay, wait, how long is that hymn? Are people going to lose their focus? I get it. You're thinking about that, but we should be pondering other things too. What does that hymn say about God? What is the music that we are using underneath that hymn saying about God? What does this order of service speak about the law and the gospel? Those are the questions we should be asking. And most likely, many of us, if not most of us, would need to do some adjustments if we did. Would need to do some adjustments. I'm going to share a pet peeve. Friel, we didn't ask. Can you imagine this? You're transported back in time and you bump into Michael J. Fox, and then you go to the temple, because you were transported back to Jerusalem and you got to witness what the priests were doing. Can you imagine the priest? I'll translate this from Hebrew for you. Can you imagine the priest doing this because there's people gathering in the courtyard? Hey, everybody! How you doing this morning? Oh, man! Did you see those Philistines battle the Hittites, Amorites? Wow, that was a really good fight, wasn't it? Okay, everybody, so listen. I want this side to shout A loud as you can. Let me hear you that side. Come on, you can do better than that. And then this side, I want you to say men. Go, come on, let me, one more time. Let me, oh, come on, men, don't let me down over there. Can you imagine that going on? No, you can't. But that is precisely what is going on in so many churches these days. And it doesn't need to be that wild either. You can certainly judge me for being too nitpicky on this. I personally think that any sort of casual talk during the service isn't appropriate. Just not. I feel the temptation. I step into the pulpit. Okay, 2-3 weeks ago, we went to the Georgia game versus Tennessee on Saturday night. Isn't the big SEC game this weekend too, by the way?
The championship, yes.
Yeah, that's Texas and Georgia.
Yes.
I hate to say it, but I'm thinking Texas is going to take that. Nevertheless, finish the game on Saturday night, drive home from Athens all the way to Alpharetta, and get home at about 1:30, starving. So we eat a little bit, bedtime, 2 o'clock. Church is the next morning. So what's kind of on my mind? Well, exhaustion. and the football game and everything that we did. And I feel the need to like connect. Hey, everybody. Sorry. Hey, if I'm a little draggy this morning, went to the football game. Sorry, Tennessee. Oop, I see you're wearing orange. You must be weeping. There's no place, no place in a worship service of the living God. No place. How you doing? Good to see you. Sorry, I guess I'm like Martin Lloyd-Jones. I think the first words out of the preacher's mouth should be, open your Bible. That's it, because that's what we are doing here. And the regulated elements of worship should be regulated by our focus being exclusively on Him. And an importation of worldly, fun, human, I think has no place. And I think we're seeing the fruit of that with the number of people who are saying, enough! And then they swim the Tiber and they go to Rome. Well done, seeker-sensitive movement. This is Wretched Radio.
And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the University of Michigan has stumbled onto a revolutionary concept. Hiring professors should be about academic excellence and not ideological pledges. They're dropping their DEI statements from faculty hiring. You know, those charming little essays where candidates need to explain how they'll advance progressive causes. And one regent called it removing barriers to diversity of thoughts. Imagine that, a university interested in real, actual diversity. The High Court in Britain is tackling a question that would have seemed absurd just a few years ago. What is a woman? The case stems from Scotland's gender quotas for public boards, where they're counting men with certificates as women. As the lawyer for Women Scotland put it, you could end up with 50% men and 50% men with certificates and still meet female representation targets. Sometimes reality is just so much stranger than satire. The ladies of the LPGA have decided that the L actually means something. And their new policy? Well, it states the obvious. Male puberty creates advantages that can't be wished away with paperwork. One male golfer who'd been inching toward tour qualification is upset. But as it turns out, competitive fairness matters more than his feelings. The English Football Association is performing a balancing act themselves. They've reprimanded a Christian player for writing "I love Jesus" on his rainbow armband because religious messages are forbidden. Apparently, the rainbow itself doesn't count as a religious or political symbol. Mental gymnastics here would win Olympic gold. And to Alabama, who is looking to give detransitioners a fighting chance at justice. Their proposed law would give people, 15 years after turning 19, to sue the doctors who gave them puberty blockers or performed surgeries when they were minors. And as one senator put it, it's about holding adults responsible for pushing children down this road. To Hawaii, where public schools just learned a lesson about religious freedom. After trying to keep Good News clubs off campus, those are Christian clubs, they're now under court order to give these clubs the same access as everyone else. And Liberty Council notes they've never lost a Good News Club case. Seems the Constitution is pretty clear about religious discrimination. And finally, the Supreme Court's conservatives aren't buying what the ACLU is selling regarding child transitions. When your argument is so weak that European restrictions start to become talking points for American conservatives, it's probably time to start rethinking your position. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.
Hermeneutics. A vital part of biblical hermeneutics is an understanding of genre. One genre we find in Scripture is poetry. Poetry relies on imaginative and figurative language to expand on a theme, examine emotions, and reflect on who God is and what He has done. God's timeless truth is written down by biographers and artists alike. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is... Jimmy, what's the name of the program?
This is Wretched Radio.
You must be taking lion's mane. Please send stuff to 877-282-2. What's a lion's mane vitamin? Is that the maker?
No.
That sounds legit. If a medicine is going to be legit, it has to be a word like sclerobob or some dopey lion's mane. Manufactured somewhere outside of the United States. I'm glad it's working for you. Glad it's working. A Bigfoot hair is really powerful too. Good stuff. That 877-282-2337. Hey, if you're at the internet machine, could you please go over to FortisInstitute.org? You will notice we've got a matching gift going on. It's year end. You know the importance of that for ministries. If you have supported us financially in the past, super grateful. Would invite you to consider doing that again if you can. And if you never have, maybe this year would be the year. You can double your impact because it's a matching gift, dollar for dollar. And this is the time of year where ministries really do rely on the generosity of God's people, which I have been persuaded of over the years is a truism that was uttered from the lips of one Phil Johnson. By the way, Phil Johnson, did you see his arm?
No.
Oh, it's like Darlene has been beating him with a shovel. It was nasty business. Okay, so Phil Johnson, you know, grace to you, Phil. He's got to get a bone. In fact, he might be going through it now, his bone marrow transplant. So basically, they just had to bring like everything way down on him and all of the different and blood thinners. And apparently the guy who was trying to put the IV into him or the needle into him couldn't find a vein.
It was his first day.
Oh, and his entire arm, not just around the area, his entire, like from fingertip to shoulder, purple.
Ooh.
And thanks, Phil. Thanks for taking a picture and sending it. Really, really appreciate it. I think we all needed to see what your arm looked like. I understand that he's going through it. And so it's going pretty much according to the plan. That is, he would have to go through this, get the bone marrow transplant. And then we got Phil Johnson for another decade or so, which we would praise God for. Now, he's using the traditional medicine is what he's using to do that. If he also said that he's taking monkey knuckles, I'd be like, okay, long as they're safe. Just remember, it's God who does the healing. 877-282-2337.
You know, I need to text him and thank him for my Christmas present.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the study Bible he sent me.
He sent me two and he didn't give me any sort of notes, so I think it was at my discretion. So
I might not need.
Oh, you know what happened to my Bible?
What's that?
It was two nights ago. My Bible on my nightstand. I go to read my Bible. It's done. It is. I either need to. It's not just the cover is like kind of like, oh, it's kind of tearing or it's not as secure. No, it's off. It's just off. So I either need to get it. So I might be using the Legacy Standard Bible, but I got to tell you, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. I am so connected to the NASB.
It's not so different. I'm telling you, it's not so different.
Well, don't shame me. What are you, a pitch man now for the Legacy Standard Bible? You getting some sort of cut on that, but Mr. Lion's Mane?
No, but you and I are cut for the same cloth when it comes to the NASB. I love the NASB 95. But when I started reading the LSB, it's just not that much difference.
Okay, then maybe I'll grab the other copy. It's a hardcover, so we'll give that a go. But my Bible fell apart. You know, one of the things that I understand the LSB does is it distinguishes between God's proper name, Yahweh, And Lord, like that's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's Yahweh. Right. When you see that in your Bible, capital L, small O-R-D, that would be Adonai. That apparently, does the LASB,
you can call it that.
Whatever, all the initials floating around Bibles these days. As long as it's not the Gen Z Bible or the Message Bible or the Passion Bible. But do they make that distinction for you?
I believe so. I know Yahweh, yes, for sure.
In our Bible study, Pastor Mike is taking us through the theology of David through the Psalms, and he's really good at pointing out when it's Yahweh and when it's Lord. I'm doing this from memory, so if this is not quite exactly right, forgive me, but it's to make a point. I think it's in Psalm 32 when We did 51 and 32. Those are the two repentant psalms. David initially, he's talking about how he's broken and he's heavy and he feels so separated from whom? Adonai, capital L, small O-R-D, more of a title. But when David describes being forgiven and for having his conscience cleansed, he thanks Yahweh, capital, because that's a personal name. That's a name of immanence. And that comes out when you remember that the word Lord, sometimes it's Lord, sometimes it's Lord. And the only way that you can understand that is by understanding the system or by going to the original languages or apparently by getting the Legacy Standard Bible available now at JimmyHicks/ No, Jim, it would be JimmyHicks.com/LionsMane. What that would be.
I need to get my own branded.
Am I beating this to death pretty much?
Yes, you are. Alrighty, that's okay.
Lions. Jimmy's taking Lion's Mane. And he mocks me off the air because I think some of that stuff that they do in Eastern medicine is actually valid.
Did not mock you.
You did too. I know mocking. It's a specialty. I know mocking, and you were mocking me.
Okay.
Because some of that stuff, I just think it can work. All right, people. Now, I don't know if this trend is going to continue. I don't know a scientific study, but the athletes who like put like cups, they I think it's called cupping, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, what's that? Did that go through the FDA?
But I think that works.
Oh, my point exactly. I'm waiting.
You ain't apologize.
Yep.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Alex. Todd, I have a conundrum. My roommate plays video games all the time, and it drives me crazy. At least 2 hours a day. Oof. He holds a full-time job. He's a great guy. We get along really good, but I'm finding a root of bitterness towards him in my heart. What should I do?
Got two issues going on. Oh, he was going to give the option?
He was just saying, do I talk to him about it or how do I check my heart?
But you need to do both. Hmm. But before you talk to him, you need to check your heart. That's crucial. I think last Sunday when we were talking about church discipline in the sermon at alpharettabiblechurch.org, we talked about a heart test. I think I had 10 things that you need to examine about yourself before you go. For instance, log removal. You got to examine your heart. You've got to ask yourself, what am I doing this for? Why does this concern me? You do some heart examination, because if your heart is not ready, you are not ready to talk to anybody. You can't. You're just not ready. You must have a prepared heart. Read 1 Corinthians, the first 8-10 verses. They're shocking. The church at Corinth was, whew, what a scene that was. You've got a man sleeping with his father's wife. You've got cliques. I'm a Paul, I'm of Apollos. So you had these factions going on. You had a messed up church. And listen to how Paul begins his letter to the saints at Corinth. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. You guys, you're doing so good. He identified good things. He could be complimentary. That's how he started. Then he moved into corrective. And that's what we should do too. So prepare your heart. Ask yourself, what's the issue? Is he sinning? What is the issue? Then think it through. You might also want to prepare bullet point what it is you want to talk to him about. So for instance, I don't think video games innately have to be sinful. I think those violent, horrible games, I think they actually are sinful. I think that is demonstrating such a low view of Imago Dei. I don't think that a Christian should be participating in those shoot 'em up bang. I killed 74 people. Okay. Congratulations on that. But you got to ask yourself the question, is the game that they're playing sinful? Well, then that's one sort of corrective, isn't it? It's calling them to repentance. But maybe it's that they're frittering away their time. Now, you could say, I think that you're sinfully using your time, or you could do it in an encouraging way. I think that you could be growing even more as a godly man. I see all these things about you. All of these good that you're holding a job, you're never late for rent, you're nice to people when we're out in public. But dude, I'm just thinking, if you cut that back or cut it off completely, and spent more time growing in godliness by reading the Bible, listening to sermons, serving at church, fellowshipping. Whoa. Or just even, if it's even a spiritual endeavor, just a knowledge in it, putting stuff into your brain that could make you even smarter than I see that you already are. And that conversation can be had. If it's a sin and it's ongoing, it should be had. That's one of the things that you need to consider. Is this an ongoing thing? It appears that it is. Is it a sinful thing, or is it just something you want to help them with? Consider all of those things. Prepare your heart. Then choose to go or not. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know how everybody's always trying to sell you something? This is different. We're actually giving away more content than most ministries charge for. The Fortis Plus app, daily videos, podcasts, director's cuts, news, completely free. All of this happens because of gospel partners just like you. Our gospel partners are the ones that get it. They see what we're doing, standing firm on biblical truth, strengthening churches, and helping people think biblically about everything going on in our upside down world. And that's why we want to ask you, if you're not already a gospel partner, we would love for you to join us. Maybe you've been listening for a while, and maybe you're thinking someone should help keep this going. Well, that someone could be you. Would you pray about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? Just head over to FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org, and get all of the answers to all of the questions you likely have about becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel.
Would you like the university experience without the, you know, university experience? The Masters University invites you to visit their campus, or you can visit them online at masters.edu/wretched to discover a Christian college that is biblical, that offers all of the academic excellence you desire: sports, athletics, arts, communication, all of the activities of, you know, a secular university without the, you know, secular parts. Please consider the Masters University online, or of course, on-campus learning, undergrad, master's, and doctoral programs. It's Masters University, the university with the university experience without the university experience. Masters.edu/wretched.
Hey, do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? Well, your money can. That's right. Thanks to a $500,000 matching grant, every dollar you give to Fortis Institute is literally having an identity crisis. It thinks it's $2. And who are we to argue with confused currency? And I know what you're thinking. This sounds like one of those too-good-to-be-true deals. But I promise there is no fine print, no while supplies last, and definitely no purchase of additional items required. Just straight-up dollar-for-dollar matching. Here's the deal. You gift $100, it becomes $200. Gift $500, it transforms into $1,000 faster than you can say tax-deductible donation. And if you're feeling really generous, $5,000 becomes $10,000. But unlike those infomercial offers that run every other week, this one, it really does have an expiration date, December 31st. That's when this magical money-multiplying moment ends. Just visit FortisInstitute.org right now. That's FortisInstitute.org. In a world where everything seems to be getting smaller, isn't it nice to see your impact getting bigger? FortisInstitute.org.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's goodness. God does not measure up to an external standard of goodness. He is the standard. Because everything God does is, by definition, good, we can trust that God will do what is right in every situation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, Jimmy. This is Wretched Radio. You send me the link to your lion's mane.
That's right.
Dude, it's spelled M-A-I-N.
No, it's not. Is it?
Honey, you're trusting, you're putting this stuff into your body to help your memory?
Is it really?
And I'm looking. Okay, at Amazon, it tells me I can. Oh, here's one. Lion's mane, spelled like the state, M-A-I-N-E. Dude, whatever. Please send whatever you would like to idea@wretched.org, and you can text 877-282-2337.
This is from Tyler. Todd, I do hold the position that Christians should not read or watch Harry Potter or things like it. But how should we react when we spot these things in pastors or elders' homes? Is this just a different theological position, or is there indwelling sin?
Well, I couldn't possibly know, nor can you. So you would need to ask the source. And I feel pretty strongly about the Harry Potter thing, but I have to put it under a gray area. I do. I don't think that I have enough of an explicit text case to be made to say that anything that has to do with witchcraft, divination, or sorcery is totally, in any way, shape, or form, forbidden. Can't do it. I think I can build a pretty strong case, but I can't cross the line and make a law where there is no law, much as I would like to. So when I see somebody who's into the Harry Potter, I just go, maybe they haven't considered it. Maybe they haven't thought it through. Maybe nobody's ever brought it to their attention. There's so many things to consider when we approach a brother or sister on something like this. For instance, you go into your pastor's home and on the kid's bookshelf, you see the Harry Potter. Is that a sign that you're dealing with a heretic? No. Furthermore, before I would even think about bringing it up, I'd want to do all kinds of considerations. I'd want to ask a whole lot of questions. I'd want to make sure my heart is correct. Do the kids even read it anymore? Then if they're not, why am I going to bring it up? Why am I going to go pick that scab? So use wisdom in these things. If you have a concern, if you see in some way, shape, or form that his love for Harry Potter is manifesting itself in ministry, then of course you can and should bring it up. Do it as if you are dealing with a father. That's 1 Timothy 5. You need to lovingly bring it to him. Start with a bunch of compliments. Be Pauline in that regard. Ask questions and then make your case if you think that it's needed. But remember your goal too. Remember your goal. And sometimes when we really think about what it is that we're after, we realize this isn't something worth going after. Now, I'm separating from the Harry Potter thing for just a moment, but there can be something about a church member that just bugs you. And you're thinking, I got to talk to this person. Well, okay, why? Is it to confront them in a sin? Well, no, it's not exactly a sin. Oh, then why are you going? Here's a rule that I think is helpful. And I was gonna work on this to make it super pithy, but here we go. When somebody you love does something annoying, they don't need to change. You do. We overlook. We let it go. We don't get bugged because somebody does something non-sinful. Now, does that mean you can't lovingly say to your wife, honey, just a reminder to close those cabinets? Yeah, you can do that because you don't want the lion's mane to go stale from being in the sunlight or something like that. Can you? Sure, you can do that. But those things, I think God providentially puts in our path to grow us. That I don't get agitated at that. That it doesn't bug me. Marriage is such a revealer of just how wicked we can be and how selfish. I'm thinking about Brad Bigney's podcast. I think we played a little snippet of it about a week or two ago. Thrive. You can find it at fortisplus.org. Fortisplus.org. Please consider your in giving if you'd be so kind. Matching gift. All that stuff. At Fortis Plus, you can get his podcast, all the other fellows, free podcasts. By the way, we've got free plans coming up here in 2025, which would perhaps be an encouragement to you to consider supporting us in 2024. We got big plans to reach a lot of people with a lot of really good stuff. We could use your partnership in that regard. FortisInstitute.org, or if you go to FortisPlus.org, you can start listening to Thrive with Brad Bigney. And he was talking about how before he got married, he pretty much thought, he was the bee's knees. He thought, man, I got it going on. And then I got married. And wow, did a lot of stuff come out of me that I didn't know was inside of there, because that's what marriage does. It's a school of character. It reveals what is already in there. It pulls it out. And so often, I don't know what the percentage, what was that? I just squeaked. I don't know. What was?
You need some lion's mane.
Boy, it fixes everything, apparently. Wait a second, I'm getting a word. I am getting a word. Yeah, no, it's really clear. Yeah, I got a gullible would be the word. I don't know what the percentage is, But I'll bet it's more than half of the things that annoy you in your home shouldn't, because they're not sins. If I'm thinking Christianly constantly, I'm thinking in those categories. Is it a sin? Is it an annoyance? Is it a preference? Because if it's one of the two latter ones, I don't need to say boo. I need to learn how to not get agitated. And isn't that a blessing? Wouldn't that be a benefit? Now, if it's a sin, different deal. And here's where we can goof it up. Going to be talking about this Sunday. We can goof it up because we are a little bit agitated because of their sin. It caused an inconvenience. It was a disturbance. It was disappointing. Whatever it is, even if you approach somebody in their sin, which you can do if it's ongoing and if it's worth bringing up and other considerations, and if your heart isn't totally right and focused on getting them unstuck from the trap that they are currently entangled in, Galatians 6:1, and being able to do it in a spirit of gentleness, then don't go, because I'm gonna bring up sin with a toad. I'm gonna be like, so, wow, still doing that, are we? Ooh, that is not helpful at all. So I need to remember what I'm doing in this transaction. What is my goal in this? They're sinning. My flesh is sinning. My flesh is sinning. This is bad. This is dangerous. I want better for my mate's walk is got a hindrance. I need to get in there and help in a spirit of gentleness. And I'll only do that when I remember if it is a sin that I'm dealing with and what my goal is. Is it to simply get them to knock it off? It drives me crazy. Or do I want them to love the Lord more and grow in godliness? Consider all of those things, then go or don't go. 877-282-2337.
All right, this is from Ron. Todd, do humans carry energy or vibes? I hear a lot of talk about
people. Or auras?
Yeah. About people having good energy or bad energy or sending good vibes. Is this biblical at all?
No, it's not biblical, but I think it's, there's not a test. There's not a machine. But don't we all sometimes like sense that? Now, it's not reliable by any means. But sometimes you walk into a room and you go, I sense that it's like really good. You know, everything's good in here. Well, there could be some signs like people are laughing and not shooting at each other. And those types of, you know, the way that it's decorated, all of that. But I think sometimes, you know, when you're around somebody, do they give off a vibe? Well, I don't think it's, if you, let's just say there's somebody, Jimmy has a vibe. Good, bad, or otherwise, that's not the point. Jimmy has a vibe. If you blindfolded me and then put me in a room and sat me next to Jimmy, would I feel the vibe? Nope. I don't think that happens. But I think that we, with our eyes and with our ears, sometimes with our noses, we can receive input that says, this is good. This is positive. I like what's going on here. Is there a vibe that we send off, though? I would say to that, it's possible. Jimmy's going to scold me for this, but he has no right to because he takes lion's mane. You know, I know that aura stuff is like weird and used for mystical stuff, chakras and all of that. I get that stuff is like very weird to us in the West, but I don't see a biblical reason why that couldn't be. I just think the human body is staggering in its complexity and in its power. So I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying it isn't. But could you be able to give off a vibe of some sort? Maybe. I don't see a biblical reason that would say you can't.
Now, I think you can tell when people are in a good mood or a bad mood. I mean, in that sense, I think yes.
You're reading it, though. You're not feeling something mystical or electric.
Right.
Now,
right.
But having said that, is it possible that we human beings put out something when we're in a good mood versus a bad mood? It's pot. Do you just smell things? Like, are there, what are they, like pheromones and those things that you might, is it pot? I'm not opposed to any of that stuff. I just don't want to find myself with a bunch of crystals being induced into some hypnotic state because there's an aura that needs to be discovered and corrected. Oh boy, can't wait for emails for next week. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.